Hi everyone, this is Georgia Bryce of Building According to Pattern podcast series. I want to welcome you again to this moment when we get together and we share a bit about what's happening in your world and what it is that God wants to add to your life. I noticed that I came on the scene with this burst of energy, and I never really took the time to explain exactly what Building According to Pattern represents and what it's all about. So tonight, I want to take that time to just share with you a little bit about who I am, what my organization is about, and what exactly it's geared towards. Now, this organization, Building According to Pattern, was conceived, I'd say, approximately 2 years ago, but it was incorporated this year, March. And the mission statement behind Building According to Pattern is empowering others to build their lives by design. The vision statement of Building According to Pattern is that it's geared towards helping others like yourself discover your own unique design and empowering you to build your lives in accordance with that design, but also coupled with kingdom-centered patterns and principles, which I know are guaranteed to bring you true success. Now, this organization for me came out of, it was birthed during a period of great anguish for me, to be totally honest. I was just at that point in my life where I knew that there was something more I needed to do, or I wanted to do with my life beyond what I was just doing, but I had no clue what it was that I was supposed to do. And so I'm very passionate about what is it that I now have discovered that I'm called to do, because I knew what it felt like to be in a place where I had a certain measure of success, but it just wasn't, I was not satisfied. It's like I was getting things done, I was achieving certain things, I was accomplishing certain things, but there was just a sense of lack. There was not this satisfaction or fulfillment that I was feeling about my life. So this organization has its roots entirely in the instructions detailed by who I'd like to call our master architect, which is God Almighty. He's the master architect of our lives. And his instructions are compiled in what we also refer to as the Holy Scriptures or the Bible. At the core of the foundation for Building According to Pattern is this one scripture, and it's given in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 to 9. And in this particular excerpt, if you get some time to read it, it talks about, or what we observe is a very powerful interaction between God and Moses as he was leading the children in the wilderness in their journey towards their destiny of becoming a nation and a kingdom of priests in the land of Canaan. And here we see God giving Moses a blueprint of what the tabernacle that was supposed to be designed to house his presence should look like. With this blueprint were some specific set of instructions that was given to Moses. And this was Moses' responsibility. And Moses was pretty much like a general contractor. I mean, my background is engineering, so, and I do project management. So I use a lot of the terminologies and the lingos from the engineering sector as well as science sector. So sometimes you're gonna find me bringing out those concepts. But what Moses was given was a blueprint of what the tabernacle that was supposed to be designed to house God's presence. And not only was he given this blueprint, but he was given specific set of instruction that required him to build this tabernacle that was supposed to house the presence of God a particular way. If the Israelites wanted the presence of God to be perpetually in their midst, they had to construct this dwelling place exactly as God had instructed them to do. Now, I am a firm believer that much of the suffering that we observed in our world today stems from a failure to build our own individual lives, marriages, family structures, institutions, and societies in sync with the set of principles and patterns which will guarantee us true success. Our lives were designed by God. And by virtue of this alone, it makes him the master designer of our lives. So therefore, he knows exactly what it's going to take for us to succeed in accomplishing what we were put here on earth to do. It is also my belief that each individual also has been given a unique design which includes inherent gifts and abilities and passions and natural propensities and creativity to fulfill a specific purpose on earth. However, in order for us to fulfill our respective purposes and to achieve that true success that we're looking for, we have to first discover our own unique design and commit to building our lives in conformance to the patterns and principles that were established by our designer himself. And so this is what Building According to Pattern sets out to do. At the core of my organization, or at the core of this organization, are issues of or subject matters of integrity, credibility, reliability, authenticity, care and compassion, high ethical moral standards, and quality products and services. These are the core values that drives this organization called Building According to Pattern. And under the umbrella of Building According to Pattern, I provide a couple of services, including life coaching, mentoring, motivational speaking, teaching, and training. I like to consider myself an empowerment specialist. And if you stick with me, the hope is that every time you come in and you check in on a message that I present, you are going to be empowered to do something that you probably have always been thinking of doing, but just didn't have that drive or that level of encouragement that you needed, or you were struggling with fear. I'm hoping that through the messages that I present, you are going to be propelled to move into your destiny because I'm going to be giving you wings under your wings to fly. The organizational structure of Building According to Pattern. Well, God is the head of this organization. So all the concepts and the ideas and strategies and knowledge and insights that I'm going to be providing on a weekly basis comes directly from him. I seek him for information and revelation to present to you on a weekly basis. Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, he serves as the foundation of this organization. And everything that is going to be presented through the auspices of Building According to Pattern is grounded exclusively in him. I might not say it every time I talk, but that's exactly what it is. The Holy Spirit is my liaison because he's the one who's going to reveal the heart of God regarding what is it he wants to convey to his people because he cares about you. But none of us know what is in the heart of God except the Holy Spirit reveals it to him. So I like to consider him to be the liaison for Building According to Pattern. And of course, yours truly, Georgia Bryce. I'm simply the executor of this business. I am the manager of this organization. And I want to work with you. I want to work at helping you, first of all, to take God out of the box and this religious construct from which we have been taught to view him. I want to help you to begin engaging God on a whole other level, in a manner where he becomes more tangible and becomes more real to you in your everyday walk. Because I know sometimes that's something that is lacking tremendously. You know, being able to make the shift in our minds. You know, people just have God in this from this construct or from this perspective, and we don't know how to get him involved in our everyday life, and he wants to become involved in our everyday life, whether it's on a personal level, whether it's in a work setting, whether it's related to your business, in whatever era of your life where you are looking to achieve success, God wants to be involved in the process. And I want to help you see yourself as God sees you so that you can begin becoming all that you were placed on earth to become. And I would be more than honored if you would give me the continuous opportunity to do so. So I'm going to be presenting a lot of topics. We're going to be talking about several topics that I'm hoping will be of major interest to you and at times will challenge you to move you to the next level in your life. And the plan is, as we've been doing now, is that these messages are going to be made available to you on Sundays and Wednesdays on a weekly basis. So my hope is that as you have been tuning in, as I said, I noticed that quite a few people have been hitting up my channel. They've been checking out the information that I've posted. I wish I had an insight into who you wonderful people are. But I thank you so much for always checking in, for always tuning in. And my desire is that we will have this dynamic going at all times. If I don't have a message to present, I'm always going to endeavor to come on anyway, post something just to check in with you to see how you're doing and to let you know what's going on my end. So once again, I just wanted to share a little bit about who I am, what this organization is about, and this organization exists primarily to serve you. If you have any questions or any comments, please free to make it known on my webpage when you visit. Looking forward to sharing with you again this upcoming Sunday. Take care and bye.